Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Your ladder is going to be greater than your former. We're not, just about, I ain't going back to nothing. I'm moving ahead. Paul said it this way, forgetting those things that are behind you and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? Not looking to the right or to the left, a man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit. Israel was not fit. God came to them in an awesome way to shake everything. But instead of them staying and enduring it, they said, nope, we're getting out of here. Moses, we will listen to you. But see, they just said that as a scapegoat because they didn't listen to Moses either. They didn't listen to Moses. Now, let's take a walk through this because this is written for our learning. So what happens here? Back in Numbers. Now, this is when they get to the entry to the promised land in Numbers chapter 13. I'm just going to give you the chapters. We won't get into a lot of details on all the verses in that. But in Numbers 13. Now they're at the threshold of Canaan, the promise, right? Remember, we either die to self or we die to the promise. And they were at the threshold, and spies were chosen. Now this the King James, the way it words this is, I'm gonna say it's deceptive. It's misleading. Let me say it that way. He says in Numbers 13:1, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, send men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, everyone a ruler among them. Now, with that having been said, it sounds like God is orchestrating and saying, okay, send men into the promised land to spy it out. Wrong. It was never God's intent to send spies. God didn't establish that. The people, remember, the people wanted a man. They were man-oriented. So the people convinced Moses, send spies to go spy out the land. Why would God need to spy out a land that he's given you? All right, y'all go in there, check it out, see what's up in there. No, God said, no, I gave you the land. I've given you the land of promise. It's yours. So whatever up in there, it's yours. Whatever's up in there, you have the wherewithal to deal with it, to overcome it, to drive out the enemy. But they again, remember, at Horeb, they said, we're not listening to God. We want to listen to man. Moses, choose us out spies that they may go up. Spy out the land. So God said, all right. And they went up, the 12 spies from the 12 tribes. They searched out the land 40 days and brought back the report. They brought back grapes so large that two men had to carry them on poles. Can you imagine grapes that large? Clusters of grapes. Two men had to carry them. The land was truly like God said it was. But the people, because they chose man's report, to hear from man and not hear from God. See, this is what Horeb is all about for you. I'm gonna say it this way, it's to kill you so that what you're hearing now, yeah, you'll listen, you'll hear man, but above what you're hearing from man, you'll hear God. They never got that. They said, no, Moses, we don't want to hear God. We don't want to hear God. We'll listen to you. And that was their scapegoat. They didn't even listen to Moses. Because people like that, they're not really listening to anybody. They're not. This was Israel. Come on. This is, we want to see the picture. Why they didn't get in? Why the glory didn't come? Why did they die in the wilderness? It's written for our learning. When you just a surface, carnal, natural person, you're not really wanting to hear God, you're rebuking him every time he speaks to you. Rebuking the devil when it's God trying to talk to you. And he will talk to you, but there'll be a time where God stops. But he will talk to you. He'll give you ample opportunities. You'll be without excuse. Okay, he's not going to whisper something to you and you didn't catch it. No, God will make it plain to you. Like he did with Israel. He came down and boom, there it was. And ah, we don't want to hear that. We'll hear you, Moses. Now they're at Kadesh Barnea. Send us spies. And when the spies came back, they listened to their report. God always has a remnant, right? Joshua and Caleb. God always has somebody that's going to connect the dots. But the 10 spies brought back, we know the story, brought back the evil report of unbelief. We went into the land. The land is, it flows with milk and honey. But it says the inhabitants eat it up. And the land we saw is full of giants. Nevertheless, you know, the land. So here's this. Now they listen to Moses, or they didn't want to hear God first. Now they send the spies, and the spies bring back a report that's not God's report. And so they're listening to, and now the whole camp is all messed up again, right at the brink of the promise, right at the threshold of Kadesh Barnea to go in and possess the land. The promise of God hadn't changed. I heard our praise and worship team singing earlier, I have a promise. They were singing over, I have a promise, you have a promise, we have a promise. Tell somebody, I got a promise. Tell somebody, you got a promise. Now I ask them, why are you listening to everybody else? If you are. Why are you looking for opinions? The experts say. What did God say? God will say it and won't give you no details about it. Just say, I gave you a promise. The land is yours. Now go up and deal with whatever's in there because I gave you the grace to do it. You have everything you need to do it. Now go and do it. Yeah, but the economy. You know, the experts say, It's just not the right time. The word of God says, he that observes the wind shall not sow. What is it you're observing? What is it you're hearing above what God is saying to you in your spirit? See, this is the remnant. These are the ones that will possess versus those that will die before the promise is ever fulfilled. So they listen to the spies report. And in chapter 14, God gets retribution. Because the spies that brought back the evil report died by the pestilence. They were taken out because it was an evil. Why was it an evil report? A lot of what they were saying, they saw that. It was an evil report because it lacked faith. It wasn't in accordance with the promise. Either you die to self or you die to the promise. Numbers 14, look at verse 36 and 37. Numbers 14, 36 and 37. And the men which Moses sent to search the land who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. Have I driven home a point here tonight? Is anything clear? I hope I am. I don't want to leave anything hanging, you know, because Israel, the whole trajectory of their journey, their purpose, that first generation anyway, it was never God's will for that first generation to die in the wilderness. It was to bring them into Canaan, but they wouldn't allow him. It wasn't God's doing. Instead of putting their trust in him, they put their trust in man. I was just looking at a verse in, I think it's in Isaiah. Let me see if I can find it really quick here. I don't know. There's a verse that says, cease from man. If someone can look that up for me, cease from man. For who is, what is he to give an account of or something to that lineage? Isaiah 2:22, is it? Wait, okay, Isaiah. Let me find it in my Bible here. Isaiah 2:22, is it? That sounds like 2:22, okay, let me get it. Yep, that's it. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. For wherein is he to be accounted of? Let me read that again. What did Israel do? They said, no, we're going to listen to Moses, a man. Versus listening for God. This is what Horeb is for. To kill that part of you that relies upon the flesh. When that is subdued, suddenly the ear opens.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.